Disclaimer. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I am not giving medical advice. I am not diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Always speak with a qualified healthcare professional before starting, stopping, or combining supplements, peptides, injections, or any health protocol. Especially if you're pregnant, nursing, have a medical condition, or take prescription medications. Welcome back to the Peptide Effect Podcast. Today we are doing a head-to-head comparison that people have been asking me for nonstop. NAD plus versus MoSC. Two powerhouse molecules. Two totally different roles in the body. And honestly, two of the most hyped longevity and metabolic tools on the market right now. But here's the thing. A lot of people lump them into the same category because they both get talked about in the same circles. Biohackers, anti-aging clinics, peptide communities, weight loss groups, and performance athletes. But NAD plus and MoSC are not the same thing at all. In fact, if you truly understand what they do, you stop asking which one is better. And you start asking a much smarter question. Which one do I need first and what outcome am I actually chasing? Because NAD plus is like charging your body's battery. And MoSC is like reprogramming the battery to run more efficiently. So today I am going to break it all down in plain language. What NAD plus actually is. What MoSC actually is. How they work. How they feel. What results people typically notice. Which one is better for fat loss. Which one is better for energy. Which one is better for mitochondrial function. Which one is better for longevity. And the big question, everyone loves. Can you stack them? And if you do stack them, what is the smartest way to do it? All right, let's get into it. First, we need to define NAD+, because people throw the term around like it is just a supplement. But NAD+ is not just a supplement. NAD+ is a foundational molecule in human biology. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. Yes, it sounds like a chemistry class. But what matters is what it does. NAD plus is essential for cellular energy production. It is required for the process that converts food into usable energy inside your cells. And when I say energy, I am not talking about caffeine energy. I mean ADP energy. ADP is the actual fuel currency your body runs on. Your muscles run on it. Your brain runs on it. Your organs run on it. Everything. And NAD plus is one of the key molecules involved in producing that energy. Without enough NAD plus, your cells cannot function optimally. And as we age, NAD plus levels naturally decline. This is not a theory. It is well documented. Your NAD levels can drop dramatically by middle age, and they continue dropping as you get older. And what happens when NAD drops? Your cells become less efficient. Your mitochondria get weaker. Your energy output decreases. Your recovery slows down. Your inflammation increases. Your metabolism gets sluggish. Your brain fog increases. And you start feeling older.
Now,
NAD+ is also involved in DNA repair. This is where it gets interesting. Because one of the reasons aging accelerates is that our cells accumulate damage. Oxidative stress. Inflammation. Environmental toxins. UV exposure. Poor diet, chronic stress, all of that creates cellular damage. And NAD+ is used by enzymes like sirtuins and PARPs, which are involved in repairing DNA and maintaining cellular health. So when people say NAD+ is an anti-aging compound, they are not just talking about energy. They're talking about repair. They're talking about resilience. They're talking about cellular survival. Now, let's talk about the most important thing. How do people actually take NAD+? There are several forms. You have oral precursors like niacin, nicotinamide riboside, and NMN. Those are popular. But today, we are mainly talking about injectable NAD+, because that is what people in the peptide space are typically using. Injectable NAD+ bypasses the gut, bypasses a lot of breakdown, and gets into the system more directly. And yes, some people do NAD IV therapy, which is a whole different experience. But injections are much more accessible.
Now,
NAD plus feels different for different people. But a lot of users report similar themes. More energy. better mental clarity, improved mood, better sleep, more motivation, less cravings, better recovery after workouts. And for some people, NAD gives them that clean, sharp, focused feeling that feels almost like they upgraded their brain. Not jittery, not cracked out, just clear, like the static is gone. Now that is NAD+. Now, let's talk about MOSE-C, because MOSE-C is not a vitamin. It is not a supplement. It is not even what most people think of when they hear the word peptide. MOSE-C is a mitochondrial-derived peptide. And that phrase alone is enough to make it sound like something out of a sci-fi movie. But it is real. MOSE-C is made inside the mitochondria. And mitochondria are the power plants of the cell. So if NAD+ is like the electricity needed for your house to function, mitochondria are the power stations producing the electricity. And MOSE-C is a signaling molecule that comes from the mitochondria to tell the rest of the body how to respond to stress and energy demands. Think of it like an internal metabolic messenger. Now, MOSE-C is fascinating because it is heavily connected to insulin sensitivity, fat metabolism, and cellular stress adaptation. It is like your body's built-in system for handling metabolic chaos. And here is the kicker. Just like NAD+, MOSE-C levels decline with age, which means as we get older, we lose some of our natural metabolic resilience. And that is why MOSE-C has become a major focus in longevity and metabolic health circles. So what does MOSE-C do? Let's break it down. MOSE-C helps improve glucose utilization. It increases insulin sensitivity. It helps your cells take in glucose more efficiently. That alone is huge because insulin resistance is one of the biggest drivers of aging, weight gain, inflammation, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic dysfunction. Insulin resistance is basically the moment your body stops listening to insulin signal. Your pancreas has to pump out more insulin to get the same job done. And high insulin levels over time are strongly linked to fat storage, especially belly fat. So when you improve insulin sensitivity, you're literally shifting your body toward fat burning instead of fat storing. Now MOSE-C also appears to activate EMPK. EMPK is like the metabolic master switch. It is the pathway that turns on fat burning, turns on cellular cleanup, and improves metabolic efficiency. It is often called the same pathway that is activated by exercise and fasting. So when people describe MOSE-C, they often say it is like exercise in a vial. Now, is it literally exercise?
No.
But does it mimic some of the same metabolic signaling?
Yes.
That is why people love it. And this is also why MOSE-C is popular in cutting cycles, fat loss phases, and longevity protocols. Because it is not just helping you burn calories. It is changing how your body uses fuel. Now, another interesting part of MOSE-C is that it may increase mitochondrial biogenesis. Meaning, it may encourage the body to produce more mitochondria, or improve mitochondrial efficiency. That is huge for energy and endurance. Because the more mitochondria you have, the better your body can produce energy. Now let's pause and compare them right here. NAD+ supports energy production by providing the necessary molecule for cellular energy pathways and repair enzymes. MOSE-C supports energy production by improving mitochondrial signaling and metabolic efficiency, especially in how the body handles glucose and fat. So NAD+ is like fueling the engine and repairing the parts. MOSE-C is like tuning the engine, optimizing the fuel injection, and making the whole system run smoother. Now, let's talk about the big question. Which one gives better energy? This depends on what kind of tired you are. If you are tired because your cells are depleted, you are under chronic stress, you have inflammation, you are aging, you are run down, and your recovery is slow, NAD+ often hits harder. Because NAD feels like you are recharging. It can feel like your battery got plugged into the wall. Now MOSE-C can also increase energy, but it often feels different. It is not always an immediate mental boost. Sometimes it is more like your stamina improves. Your workouts feel easier. Your endurance goes up. You do not crash as hard. Your metabolism feels like it is running hotter. So if you want the type of energy where you feel sharp, motivated, and mentally clean, NAD+ is usually the winner. If you want the type of energy where your body performs better, burns fuel better, and handles workouts better, MOSE-C is usually the winner. Now, let's talk about fat loss. This is where MOSC starts to shine, because NAD+ can help with cravings, mood, and energy, which can indirectly support weight loss. But MOSC is directly linked to metabolic pathways that influence fat burning. Improving insulin sensitivity is one of the most powerful fat loss tools that exists. Because when insulin is lower and your body is more sensitive to it, your body is more willing to mobilize stored fat. That means fat loss becomes easier, and you are less likely to feel that stubborn plateau. Now, does NAD+ help with fat loss? Yes, it can. Because better cellular energy and better mitochondrial function can increase metabolic output. And NAD is often used in addiction recovery and craving control protocols. Some people notice it helps with emotional eating, but MOSC tends to be the more targeted fat loss peptide, especially for people with insulin resistance, especially for women struggling with stubborn fat, especially for people who have been dieting forever and nothing is moving. Now, let's talk about muscle, because a lot of people assume that if something helps fat loss, it must hurt muscle. But MOSC does not really work that way. MOSC can actually support muscle function because it improves energy metabolism. It can improve endurance. It can improve workout performance. And that means you can train harder, recover better, and preserve lean mass. NAD+ can also support muscle recovery because cellular repair is critical for muscle regeneration. So honestly, both can support muscle in different ways. NAD+ is more about recovery and cellular repair. MOSC is more about performance and fuel efficiency. Now, let's talk about brain benefits. This is where NAD+ gets all the attention. NAD+ is deeply tied to neuronal health. It is tied to mitochondrial function in the brain. It is tied to DNA repair in the brain. It is tied to inflammation pathways. And many people who do NAD injections report improved mental clarity, less brain fog, better mood stability, better focus. Some even say it helps with anxiety. Now, MOSC does have potential neurological benefits too, because the brain is extremely metabolically active. And improved mitochondrial signaling and glucose metabolism can absolutely support brain health. But in terms of immediate noticeable cognitive effects, NAD+ usually feels more brain forward. MOSC feels more body forward. Now, let's talk about longevity, because both of these are marketed as longevity tools. But again, they are different. NAD+ is often considered one of the most important longevity molecules because of its relationship with sirtuins. Sirtuins are sometimes called longevity genes. They are involved in cellular maintenance, DNA repair, and stress resistance. And NAD is basically the fuel that sirtuins need to work. So NAD+ is like the foundation for many longevity pathways. Now MOSC is also considered a longevity molecule, but in a different way, because metabolic dysfunction is one of the biggest accelerators of aging. High insulin, high inflammation, poor mitochondrial function, low endurance, poor glucose handling, all of that speeds up aging. And MOSC is like a metabolic repair signal. So NAD+ is longevity through repair. MOSC is longevity through metabolic resilience. Now, let's get into the practical side. How are these typically dosed? And I want to be careful here because dosing varies depending on the source, the individual, and the protocol goals. But I am going to speak in general terms based on common peptide community use. NAD+ injections are often done in smaller daily doses or moderate doses a few times per week. Some people do microdosing, and some people do higher doses. But NAD is often used consistently, because it is replenishing a foundational molecule. MOSC is often used in cycles. A lot of protocols use MOSC for 10 to 14 days. Some do it for 2 to 4 weeks. Some do it in bursts. And MOSC is often used in fat loss phases, performance phases, or metabolic reset phases, because it is more of a signaling peptide. It is not just replacing something you are deficient in. It is sending a message. Now, here is something important. People often ask which one works faster. NAD+ often gives faster noticeable effects in terms of energy and mental clarity. MOSC can feel subtle at first and then you suddenly realize your workouts are easier, your appetite is more stable, and your body composition is changing. So, NAD feels like a boost. MOC feels like a shift. Now, let's talk about side effects. Because no one talks about that enough. NAD plus can cause flushing in some people, especially if the dose is too high. It can cause nausea. It can cause headaches. Some people report feeling wired. Some people report feeling tired if their body is detoxing or adjusting. And if you do NAD too quickly, especially four, it can feel intense, like chest tightness or discomfort. That is why clinics infuse it slowly. Now MOC can cause some injection site irritation. It can cause mild nausea in some people. Some people report increased hunger at first, which is interesting. Some report decreased hunger. It depends. Some report feeling warmer or sweating more. Because AMPK activation and metabolic upregulation can change thermogenesis.
Now,
the most important point. If you are using either of these, hydration matters. Electrolytes matter. And protein matters. Because if you increase metabolic activity and mitochondrial output, your body needs raw materials. Now, let's go deeper. Because I want to talk about the mitochondria. This is where both NAD plus and MOC overlap. But they approach it differently. Mitochondria are responsible for producing ADP. But mitochondria are also responsible for producing reactive oxygen species. That is part of normal metabolism. But when mitochondria are dysfunctional, they produce too much oxidative stress. And oxidative stress damages cells. That leads to inflammation,
aging,
fatigue, and chronic disease. Now, NAD plus supports mitochondrial function by supporting the biochemical pathways that mitochondria use to create energy. It helps your mitochondria run the Krebs cycle and electron transport chain more efficiently. And it supports repair pathways. So if mitochondria are damaged, NAD can help the body fix them. Now MOC supports mitochondria by acting like a mitochondrial signal peptide. It literally comes from the mitochondria and tells the cell how to adapt. It can increase glucose utilization, increase fat oxidation, and improve metabolic efficiency. So NAD plus supports mitochondrial output. MOC supports mitochondrial adaptation. Now, let's talk about inflammation. Because inflammation is one of the biggest hidden drivers of fatigue and aging. NAD plus can help reduce inflammation indirectly by improving cellular repair and stress resilience. MOC can reduce inflammation indirectly by improving metabolic health and insulin sensitivity. Because insulin resistance is inflammatory. So again, NAD is repair and resilience. MOC is metabolic correction. Now, let's get into the real-world scenarios. If you are listening right now and thinking, okay, but which one is for me? Let me give you some profiles. If you're the type of person who feels exhausted all the time, you wake up tired, your sleep is not restorative, you have brain fog, you feel like your battery is dead, you feel older than you should, and you want that overall cellular recharge feeling, NAD plus is usually the better starting point. If you're the type of person who is stuck in fat loss hell, you diet, you exercise, you still have belly fat, you feel like your body holds on to weight, you have cravings, you have insulin resistance, you have prediabetes, you have metabolic syndrome, or you feel like your metabolism is broken, MOC is usually the better starting point. Now here is another scenario.
If you are an athlete,
if you want endurance, better workouts, better stamina, and better metabolic output, MOC is often the favorite. But if you are an athlete who is training hard and recovery is the problem, NAD plus becomes the favorite. Now here is another one. If you are someone who has been through chronic stress, burnout, trauma, or you feel like your nervous system is fried, NAD plus can be extremely supportive. Because NAD is tied to nervous system health and cellular repair.
Now,
let's talk about stacking. Because yes, people stack NAD plus and MOC all the time. And it makes sense, because they complement each other.
They do not compete.
If anything, they enhance each other. NAD plus increases the raw cellular capacity for energy production and repair. MOC increases the signaling for better metabolic efficiency. So stacking them is like charging the battery and upgrading the software.
Now,
do you have to take them on the same day? Not necessarily. Some people prefer to do an 80 consistently and then cycle MOC. That is a common approach because N80 is foundational and MOC is like a periodic metabolic reset. Now, let's talk about the biggest mistake people make with both. They expect them to replace lifestyle. And I am not here to preach, but I am going to say this clearly. If your diet is trash, your sleep is trash, your hydration is trash, and your stress is out of control, these compounds will still work, but you will not get the full effect. N80 plus cannot repair what you destroy every day. And MOC cannot outsignal a constant flood of sugar, alcohol, and cortisol. These tools are amplifiers. They amplify good habits. They amplify training. They amplify recovery. They amplify fat loss efforts. They amplify longevity protocols. They do not replace them. Now, let's talk about another huge question. Which one is better for women? Because women often respond differently than men to metabolic peptides. And women tend to deal with hormonal fluctuations, thyroid issues, cortisol dysregulation, and stubborn fat storage patterns. MOC can be incredibly beneficial for women because insulin sensitivity is everything, especially for women in perimenopause and menopause. As estrogen drops, insulin sensitivity often worsens. That is why women suddenly gain weight around the midsection and feel like their body changed overnight. So MOC can be a powerful tool for that metabolic shift. Now, N80 Plus is also amazing for women because it supports cellular energy, mitochondrial function, and repair. And women often deal with fatigue, brain fog, and sleep issues during hormone transitions. So N80 can help that internal feeling of vitality. So honestly, for women, stacking is often the best approach. But if I had to pick one based purely on the most common female complaints, MOC is often the more dramatic transformation tool for body composition. And N80 Plus is often the more dramatic transformation tool for how you feel. Now, let's talk about aging, because both of these become more relevant as you get older. In your 20s, your NAD levels are naturally higher. Your mitochondria are stronger. Your recovery is faster. You might not even notice NAD Plus as dramatically. But in your 40s, 50s, and beyond, N80 Plus becomes a game changer because you are restoring something that has been declining for decades. MOC also becomes more powerful as you age because metabolic dysfunction tends to accumulate over time. The older you get, the more likely you are to have insulin resistance, fatty liver, inflammation, or sluggish metabolism. So both become more relevant as you age. Now, I want to talk about something deeper, because there is a psychological component to these compounds. N80 Plus is often associated with mental clarity, motivation, and mood improvement. And some people say it feels like they're more emotionally stable, more resilient, more driven. And that makes sense because energy production and neurotransmitter balance are linked. Your brain is a metabolic organ. It uses massive amounts of ADP. So when you improve cellular energy, your brain function can improve. Now, MOC can also improve mood indirectly because blood sugar stability affects mood. Insulin spikes and crashes affect anxiety. They affect irritability. They affect cravings. They affect depression. So MOC can make you feel emotionally better by stabilizing metabolism. But NAD tends to feel like a direct mental upgrade. Now, another question people ask is, which one is better for sleep? This one is tricky. N80 Plus can improve sleep quality long-term because it supports circadian rhythm pathways and cellular repair. But if you take N80 too late in the day, some people feel wired. So timing matters. MOC can improve sleep indirectly because better glucose handling and better metabolic health can reduce nighttime cortisol spikes. But again, timing matters. Some people prefer MOC earlier in the day. Now, let's talk about timing in general. If you are injecting NAD+, many people prefer morning or early afternoon because it can increase alertness. If you are injecting MOC, many people prefer morning or pre-workout timing because it can enhance metabolic output. Now, does it have to be that way?
No.
But it is a common pattern.
Now,
let's talk about the biggest difference in outcomes. If you take NAD+, you often feel it. If you take MOC, you often see it. That is the best way I can describe it. NAD plus changes your internal state. MOC changes your external results. Not always, but often. Now, I want to address a common misconception. People think NAD plus is only for anti-aging rich people doing 4 drips. And people think MOC is only for bodybuilders. That is not true. NAD plus is foundational for everyone. It is involved in every cell. And MOC is also foundational because mitochondrial signaling is literally part of human survival. These are not just trendy compounds. They are biologically relevant.
Now,
let's talk about the science hype versus reality. Because I love peptides, but I also love honesty. A lot of studies on NAD plus are based on precursors, not direct NAD injections. And a lot of the longevity hype is based on animal models. The data is promising, but we still have a lot to learn about long-term human outcomes. Now, MOC has fascinating research, but again, a lot of it is early. A lot of it is animal research. We have strong mechanistic reasoning. We have strong anecdotal results. But we're still in the stage where we are connecting dots. So if you are using these, use them as part of a bigger plan, not as a miracle. Now, if you want the best results from NAD+, you should also focus on mitochondrial support nutrients, like magnesium, B vitamins, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, and adequate protein. Because NAD+ is one piece of the energy machine. Now, if you want the best results from MOC, you should focus on insulin sensitivity support, like walking after meals, strength training, adequate sleep, reducing processed carbs, and, again, protein.
Now,
let's talk about the difference between fat loss and weight loss. Because MOC is often marketed for weight loss. But what you really want is fat loss. Weight loss can include muscle. It can include water. It can include glycogen depletion. But fat loss is the goal. MOC is more aligned with fat loss because it improves how the body burns fat and handles glucose. NAD plus can also support fat loss by increasing energy and motivation, which helps you stay consistent. But MOC is more metabolically direct. Now, let's talk about metabolic flexibility. This is a concept a lot of people have never heard of, but it matters. Metabolic flexibility is your body's ability to switch between burning glucose and burning fat. A metabolically flexible person can eat carbs and handle them well. They can fast and burn fat well. They can train and recover well. They can adapt. A metabolically inflexible person gets stuck. They store fat easily. They crash when they do not eat. They crave sugar.
They feel weak when fasting.
They cannot switch fuel sources easily. MOC supports metabolic flexibility. That is one of its most exciting potential benefits. Because metabolic flexibility is a major marker of youth and health. Now, NAD plus also supports metabolic flexibility indirectly because it supports mitochondrial energy pathways. But MOC is more directly tied to that adaptation signal. Now, let's talk about the vibe. Because if you have used peptides, you know what I mean. Every compound has a vibe. NAD plus feels like clean, sharp, clear energy. It feels like your body is rebooting. It feels like you are mentally more capable. MOC feels like your metabolism is waking up. It feels like your workouts are more powerful. It feels like your body is burning fuel differently.
Now,
another big question. Which one is better for longevity clinics? Clinics often start with NAD plus because it is well-known, foundational, and has broad benefits. But clinics are increasingly adding MOC because metabolic health is the new anti-aging frontier. And honestly, metabolic health is the biggest predictor of how long you will live. Not just how long you live, but how well you live.
Now,
let's talk about the difference between feeling young and looking young. NAD plus often helps you feel younger. MOC often helps you look leaner. And again, stacking is the ultimate play. Now, I want to get into an example protocol mindset. Not specific dosing, but a strategy. If someone is starting out and they want a full body reset, one of the smartest approaches is to start with NAD plus for a few weeks to restore cellular energy and repair pathways. Then add MOC for a metabolic shift phase. Or run them together, but keep MOC in a shorter cycle and keep NAD as a steady baseline. Because if you improve your cellular energy first, your body can respond to metabolic signals better. That is the key. If your battery is dead, no amount of metabolic signaling will create energy. And if your metabolism is broken, no amount of cellular energy will automatically create fat loss. So together, they cover both sides of the equation. Now, let's talk about another important thing. Inflammation and mitochondrial dysfunction are connected. And NAD+ can support inflammation reduction by supporting repair enzymes. MOC can support inflammation reduction by improving insulin sensitivity. So both can help inflammation, but through different pathways.
Now,
if you have autoimmune issues, chronic fatigue, or neurological issues, NAD+ is often the first tool people reach for, because it supports cellular repair and energy. If you have metabolic syndrome, POS, insulin resistance, or stubborn weight gain, MOC is often the first tool people reach for.
Now,
let's talk about POS specifically. Because MOC is a very interesting peptide for POS due to insulin sensitivity, POS is deeply tied to insulin resistance. So anything that improves insulin sensitivity can potentially support that condition. Now, again, not medical advice, but mechanistically, it makes sense.
Now,
let's talk about addiction and cravings. NAD+ has a long history in addiction recovery settings, especially for NAD therapy. Some people report reduced cravings for alcohol, sugar, or stimulants. And that is likely because NAD supports neurotransmitter function and cellular energy in the brain. So if cravings are a major issue, NAD might be a powerful tool. MOC can also reduce cravings indirectly by stabilizing blood sugar. So again, they overlap, but they come from different angles.
Now,
let's talk about workout performance. MOC is often the star here, because it can increase glucose utilization and improve metabolic efficiency. That means better endurance, better pumps, better recovery, and better fat burning during training. NAD+ can also improve performance, but it is often more noticeable in recovery, like soreness improves, fatigue improves, you bounce back faster. So MOC is the performance upgrade. NAD is the recovery upgrade.
Now,
let's talk about skin and aging. People ask, does NAD help skin? Potentially, yes. Because skin is constantly regenerating. DNA repair matters. Cellular energy matters. Inflammation matters. So NAD can support skin from the inside out. MOC can support skin indirectly by improving metabolic health, reducing inflammation, and improving insulin sensitivity. Because insulin spikes can worsen skin aging. So both can help skin, but NAD is more direct.
Now,
here is the question I love. If you could only pick one for the rest of your life, which would it be? And my answer is, it depends on your goal. If you are prioritizing cognitive longevity, cellular repair, and energy, NAD+ is the long-term foundational choice. If you are prioritizing metabolic health, insulin sensitivity, and body composition, MOC is the metabolic longevity choice. But if I had to pick one as a foundation for most people, I would lean NAD+ as the baseline. Because if your cells do not have enough NAD, everything suffers. But I would still argue that MOC is one of the most underrated tools for metabolic aging.
Now,
let's talk about the future. Because NAD+ is already mainstream, but MOC is still emerging. And as more research comes out on mitochondrial peptides, I think MOC is going to become one of the most common anti-aging compounds used in functional medicine. Because mitochondrial signaling is everything. And aging is essentially mitochondrial decline.
Now,
let's wrap this up with a clean summary. NAD+ is a foundational molecule required for energy production and DNA repair. It supports sirtuins. It supports cellular resilience. It supports brain function. It supports recovery. It often feels like a noticeable energy and clarity upgrade. MOC is a mitochondrial-derived peptide that acts like a metabolic signal. It improves insulin sensitivity. It activates AMPK. It supports metabolic flexibility. It often supports fat loss and body composition. It often improves endurance and performance. It can feel subtle at first, but the results can be dramatic over time. And the real magic is that they are not competitors. They are teammates. NAD Plus charges the system. MoC optimizes the system. Now, if you are trying to decide between them, ask yourself this. Do I need more cellular energy and repair? Or do I need a metabolic reset? Because the right answer depends on your body and your goals and your current state of health. Disclaimer. Once again, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not medical advice. Always consult a qualified healthcare professional before using NAD+, MoC, or any peptide, supplement, or injection protocol, especially if you have medical conditions or take medications. All right, friend, that is your deep dive on NAD+ versus MoC. If you love this episode, share it with someone who is obsessed with longevity, fat loss, peptides, and performance. And if you want more head-to-head episodes like this, message me and tell me what matchup you want next. NAD plus versus glutathione. MoC versus AOD. Tesamorelin versus Ipamorelin. Cmax versus C-Link. We can do all of it. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.